Oxford.
No, M0GR.
How's things going over in Greer?
Muffled day, it's 37 degrees here, Bill. Wind's gusting a little bit to 7. I feel a little rough. I had a bad sinus episode last night, and wow. Those sinus headaches, I haven't had one in probably 10 years, but boy, they really knock you down.
Well, sorry to hear that. I know you don't feel well when you have one of those. Well, it's 32 over here. It is cold. Still cold. When I got up, it was in the 20s this morning, 7:30. And I'm out on the road, going to get my ears lowered. And as usual, I'm not late yet, but if I don't get there pretty soon, I'm going to be late.
Well, I had mine about a week ago, something like that. Bernice is eating breakfast yet. Had a half a grapefruit and some sausage, Jimmy Dean sausage and eggs and her homemade raspberry jelly. And I'm sitting here at the computer now, drinking a cup of coffee and eating some white grapes and some blue grapes. Underfed.
Must not be a shortage at the grocery store. well, sounds like you're enjoying it. I had two pastries, each one about the size of my thumb. That is length and diameter. I had a cup of coffee, and then I had a banana, but I never ate it. Never got around to it. And a cup of coffee. I mean, that's all I've had so far. And Lane finally came downstairs about 9:30. That's her normal time, 9:30, 10 o'clock. That's when she comes downstairs. And I've already fed the cats, fed the dogs, and walked the dogs a couple miles, and got the newspaper, and all that kind of stuff. Took the trash out. But it is pretty out here. It's very pretty. It's just a nice day to be outside.
I got up at 6:30 yesterday. Bernice got up a little after 7. We went to Aldi's real early to avoid the crowds, and over to Walmart's, and then to Publix for a couple of seconds, and back home. But I vary on breakfast. Yesterday I had Frosted Flakes and Bran Flakes mixed together with blueberries and what else was in there? Oh, bananas. I like that just for a light breakfast. But today I was just down. I was in bed yesterday with that. I was okay up until about 6 o'clock, and it hit me. And man, you can't even stand to have a light on. It hurts your head so bad. So I went to bed, and she brought a heating pad sock in. I put it up above my eyes and laid there with that. So I didn't get much done yesterday. Been working a little bit of DX, Bill. I worked at Ernest over there in Gibraltar, you know, ZBKF something or other, I think it was. I don't have that in front of me now, but I've worked him many times, and so have you. And several other ones, one guy in Germany, this and that. Nothing exotic going on right now, but it's up and down. I see peaks and valleys in the DX now. Does come up a little bit. Sunspots get up around 100 now, and so it is progressing a little. This is N0TR.
Well, I know the solar flux has been around 100. Occasionally, it'll get 130, but that seems like it'll get up there, and it just comes right back down. And but, you know, for the propagation really get really, really good, it's got to be sustained high flux levels. You want the AK indices to be down. And it's better. I mean, it's, I can tell the propagation is better, but to really get where we want it, you know, needs to be up around 120, 130 sustained and on the flux. But anyway, it's going to get there. When we do, it's going to be fine. You know, let's see, I was on in the NAQP last week in sideband, and which I that's the first time we did a sideband one. Maybe one week before. And this coming weekend is CQ160, so that ought to be good. The noise level should be way down. I'll probably operate some of that. I've got to set up N1MM for it. I've already got it set up, but I got to make sure it's still working. N4IQ.
And 0TR. Yeah, I just paid my QRZ dues there just a minute ago. I had 3 days to go, and they raised it too, of course, $29 now. That just kind of burns me. But at any rate, I like to help support it. And I told Bob about that 160 contest last week. He wasn't aware of it, and he was appreciative of that fact. And yes, I'll operate it. If you notice at times, I kind of follow you on I see something you've worked, and I go over there, and I think, well, if Bill can work it, I should be able to hear it.
I think anybody should be able to work them. I don't have anything exotic. Well, this is CW. I know Bob has a decoder, but, you know, it's not like copying by the ear on 160.
I don't, he's a little restricted on his land now, so I think he's got a sloper or something up there for it, and then he's got his K9AY, I guess it's good for 160, but I don't even have that. I have a beverage, which isn't as long as it should be, but he's noticed that his beverages aren't doing as well lately. Mine aren't either, or the only one I have. And I stretched it out to 325 feet, and I put it on the ground. I tried the other resistor you told me about. I think the one in there now is 470, and I think I dropped it to 200. But it still seems like, I can hear a real strong signal on it, but it's not working like it did before.
Well, I wonder why. I've been using mine. They work fine. I can't notice a big difference. Of course, again, my haircut, I'm running late. And I go down the road I normally go. And there's a detour. So I had to back traffic. This is not helping out at all, I tell you. Well, Bob's got he's got inverted L with a folded counterpoise on it. I think it works pretty good for him. I know a lot of people, well, I don't know a lot of people, but I know reading that there are a lot of people that use the folded counterpoise, and it works pretty good. I had thought about doing that one time, but I had the room to put the wires out for the radial. But I think he uses that. I think he does pretty good with it. Over.
FGA, so he's ahead of me on countries for sure. And nationally so with that mega station he's got. But on 160, he's ahead of me. I think I got 60, Bill. But I'd like to get DXCC on it. That's the only band I don't have DXCC on. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. But, you know, I just haven't heard the DX on it. Now, during the contest, If I run any of that, which I don't do it for competition, I can see that there's a great deal of guys, but almost every one of them I've worked before, you know, on CW. And I'm sure you have, too.
Oh, you'll get it. You just got to stay on there. You get up early in the mornings, you can work some of the ones out through the west. You got to get up early, though, Grayland and all that. But I worked a new one the other day. I sent out a QSL card. Of course, he doesn't use Logbook of the World, only direct. So I sent him one. That was Argentina. And this guy's got a humongous antenna. I'm trying to remember his call. I should have remembered it. I worked him twice in January. And he had really good signals on 160. So I worked him. I think I just worked him. Probably have worked him during the contest. One of the contests. I don't remember. But anyway, I ended up in 2021. I had over 21,000 contacts, and that was most I've ever done. I think the next highest total was like 17,000 contest QSOs. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'll probably back off a little bit, but I enjoy contesting. And but lately, what I've been doing, I've been working on my trip light PR40 power supply. Now that's been a challenge.
Like that, Bill. That I've heard of those. I've worked on one time, and it was one that I picked up cheap, and I fixed it, and I sold it. I kind of wished I hadn't, but it's a pretty nice power supply.
Guys, but if you don't have a schematic for it, they do some things that are that you would not expect. Let's put it that way. The pass transistors are not in the plus, they're in the minus. And all the circuitry, it's only grounded, the chassis is only grounded one point, because they have the pass transistors collectors grounded. And the things that you think are bridge rectifiers are not bridge rectifiers. They're proprietary packages. They look just like a bridge rectifier. And if you replace those with a bridge rectifier and think it's going to work without doing something special, you'll just burn it up again.
Information, thanks, Bill. I haven't seen one of those in years, but I'll remember that. I was reaching back there to undo my beverage the other day from the lightning arrestor behind my amplifier, and I have that big 1-inch web type ground cable, and I dropped it and it hit one of the pass transistors and pow, it blew the fuse. I felt like an idiot, and so I thought it blew a pass transistor. Well, I checked all those. They were fine. But it took out one of the bridge rectifiers. And I always have 4 or 5 of those in stock. I got to check and see if I got the SCR for the clamp, And I think I might give Gary the last one I had, I don't know, years ago, but I still should have some, I think. I think you can still get those at whatever. And that fixed it, thank God. But that's the reason I love the Linears.
They're pretty standard, most of them. Well, I'm glad you got that fixed. I ordered parts to repair this thing from New Work, and then there were a couple parts that no longer available. I mean, you can't get them anywhere, but I did find them with Quest components. I don't know if you've ever used them, but they're expensive. But they can get, they can find components that you would never find on your own. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they have connections to all these different suppliers, and then they can go out and find them if somebody has remaining stock, that sort of thing. But anyway, the voltage regulator, LM640, I think it was, no longer made. Nobody makes it. They make a 644, which is a quad amp for the voltage regulator. However, only half the pins are the same pinout, and it's a upgraded design. It won't work. You can't directly pop it in. But I got on Quest. I found out about Quest, and I was able to get that one plus the over voltage protection module. Hold on just a minute. I finally got this thing going. I'm not finished working on it, but I finally managed to get 13.8, and it's regulated and all that sort of stuff. And but I have bridge rectifiers on order. I actually ordered 6, so I'd have spares. And but these, I don't put them in as a bridge rectifier. I put them in as a single diode with all the diodes pointing towards load. I just connect 2 points on that bridge rectifier, use it as diodes. And I've got one section finished. It's going, because it's actually 2 20 amp power supplies in parallel in one case. But anyway, I know what's wrong. I just wait for parts and finish it up. To get it to work, I had to lift the anode off the thyristor, and I actually checked it, and it's, anyway, I've got a new thyristor coming. It's pretty common, the one that they use. Anyway, I'm here to get my ears, Lord. 73 Zen 4 AQ.
Great to talk to you. I don't know if you've seen it or not. You see that battery that Ariel made out of a car battery, one of the lithium-ion ones. And it's just totally amazing. He's going to use it for a well backup on his well he had dug. 73's Bill. Make sure they cut some hair. See you later. N4IQ, N0GR.
Besides, I won't be cutting any, that's for sure. 73.
TR, KZ4TMA.
TMA, N0TR. Good morning. My name's Tom.
Yeah, this is Simon. Simon in Greenville. We spoke once or twice, but it's been a couple months, and you were one of my first contacts, so there's no reason you should remember it, but I sure do. Anyway, how you doing this morning?
And now I can remember that call sign, Simon. I'm feeling a little rough. I had a bad sinus headache yesterday, but other than that, I'm okay. Just had a nice breakfast. And who could forget Simon Says?
You know, I'm almost embarrassed to say it. Well, you know, I've heard that so many times in my life, but when I was thinking about my call, I thought, you know, if I ever get general, maybe I'll just change it to something like KZ4 Simon Says. And then, you know, everybody will remember SS Simon Says, and then it'll just work, right? And it'll be great.
Well, no offense made. That was one of our games when we were kids. And, but I'm old, Simon. And, I got my initials, Tom Rouse, for TR, so I'm very happy with that, especially for the reason that I use CW a lot. It helps. The zero is a pain in the butt, but the neatest one I've heard since I've been down here is N4EE, and that is really fast. It's really a nice god. Just like that. Dit is the end of it, so you got to be quick to catch it. But there are calls that are better than others. And my friend Ariel in my 4G had a thing on that for CW calls one time. and it rated them as to the efficiency of them and that. But you can't have everything, especially since there are not that many 1x2 calls out there. 2x1s are odd too, you know. I always try to work the 1x1s when I see them on the QRZ and places like that. They get them for special events and stuff like that. So some of them can be really interesting. Doctors, they get some MD at the end of their calls. And you can almost guarantee they're in the medical regime.
Point, I didn't think about how easy or difficult the call would be on CW. I'm not there yet, but that's good. If I do change my call, I'll have to think about how easy it would be in terms of dits and dots. I mean, the reason I didn't try to do anything with my initials yet was when I first got my license, I thought, well, I don't want to be saying, you know, something SS, because that's just going to be confusing. It sounds like XX or FF. I've noticed that people, I've been listening long enough to notice that people didn't often say their letters with the phonetic alphabet or whatever we call it. So, anyway, but then I heard some people just making up funny phrases like, you know, never give up, that sort of thing. I was talking to him recently, so I thought, well, if I can say Simon Says, maybe that works. But yeah, I'll have to think about, I'll have to be a little careful and pick something that'd be easy to do in CW. But since you brought up CW, I'm curious. I'm learning it right now, but I'm curious to know, like, what the best way is to start doing it, you know, to really learn by doing it. I only have my technician, but I think I've got access to a narrow band in 10 meters for CW, even with my technician. Is that right? And if so, is there a local repeater where people do CW, or would I just need to have someone and I do it simplex with them? What's the best way to actually start doing CW live with a technician's license?
Simon, I'm feeling rough this morning, so my memory isn't as good as it should be. But if you get QST, they have a schedule for ARRL transmissions. And if not, you can still go up there and get those. Just, you know, go online to ARRL.net. Or I don't know if it's .net or .org, but the American Radio Relay League. And get the schedule for their transmissions every day. And the good thing about that is, Simon, that it gets you used to the different things that happen in real life. Like QSB that's fading, and your static, and things of that nature. But their transmissions are really strong, and it depends on the time of day as to what band you will hear them on. So if you go up there in the middle of the day on 40 meters, you're probably not going to hear them. So they also transmit at certain times of the day to be commensurate with that propagation. So it'd be early morning, probably 40 and 80. Afternoon, it'd be your other upper bands, you know, like 20, 15, and 10. And that, as the sunspots get more prolific, that will get better. But that's my first recommendation. And then this CW Academy that my friend Jim, KO4, LAO, I think it is. Like I said, my head's not straight this morning. But he's on here, and he's been doing it, and he's been progressing really well. Ariel's one of the very fine CW operators, and Bill is the finest that I know. Him and Pete, and I can't remember Pete's call sign. I did see him down at Lowe's yesterday. But there's just a few guys that are very, very exceptional, and Bill's one of those, N4 IQ. But that CW Academy, or Morse Academy, I forget what they call it exactly, that's a good one. I learned mine off of tapes, just the cassette tapes. And worked real well, and then I listened to the ARRL. And the good thing about them is if you got QST, their transmissions are commensurate with a page in the magazine. And I highly recommend QST magazine to all ham radio operators. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, Simon. KZ4TMA N0TR.
Thank you, Tom. That was a lot of helpful info. I actually didn't know about QST magazine. I'll check that out. I get one magazine from ARRL that came just when I joined. I think it's called On the Air, but it's clearly kind of targeting new ham operators, so it's great for me. But I figure after a couple more additions to that one, I might start to want something a little more advanced. So that's good to know. I'll check out QST. Also good to know about the ARRL daily transmissions. I could definitely check that out. And like you said, that'd be good to actually listen to some live transmissions and get some real-world experience with things like fading. So, yeah, I hear you on that. But I'm real interested in this academy you mentioned. I have talked to, I think you said his name was Jim, KO4LAO. I know I talked to him once a while back. Is this a local thing, or do you just mean that there are a couple local users like him who use this academy, and it's some kind of online long-distance thing? Because, again, I'm just curious to know if there's anything local happening in CW that I could start to get involved in.
Morse Academy is online, and it's a teaching thing. But then they have these little contests. I think Jim was telling me about it. Best thing to do is have an HF rig and be able to receive some of it. They have contests all the time that, for example, are mostly in the United States. And if you look at, use QRZ or DX Summit, the different guys have different preferences. I use them both. I like QRZ because I'm used to it. And in the old days, we didn't have anything, but it's really good. And it's free. You can join it if you want. In fact, I just paid my dues this morning, but you do not have to. They're really good for seeing what's on, and then you can go over to those frequencies, or if you've got a band scope, you can actually see them. When you copy the ARRL transmissions, they transmit at 5, 10, or 5, I think 7.5, 10, 15, 20, 30, and 35 words a minute every day. And so you can go to the level that you're at. I find it difficult to copy real slow code anymore, and that's not being a snob. It's just that I use about, anywhere from 24 to 30 words a minute. Usually my lowest is 26, but that takes time, and it takes effort, and anything worth having is worth working for. And, yeah, I think Phil's call at Never Give Up is great, but you got to be careful on 2 meters. I've seen that go in the wrong direction up in Kansas when I lived there for so many years, and guys started making up naughty calls, mnemonics, shall we say, just are not acceptable on ham radio. It's more CBE, and I hear guys, on here all the time, "Oh, hello, Bubba, and hi, big guy," and all of this stuff, and that can get carried away after a while. So far, I haven't heard it on this repeater, but I've seen it go sour, so be careful in what you ask for is all I'm saying, Simon.
Understood. I didn't mean to suggest I'd be making up any silly or inappropriate call acronyms or anything like that. No, I heard a couple guys say things like never give up, and I thought, if I said Simon Says, I think everybody remember that a lot better than TMA. But yeah, I also know what you mean as far as the level of conversation that can lead to. I think I've heard some of that on, what is it, Channel 6 on CB. Yeah, I know what you mean. But this is all really helpful. So, Let's see. Yeah, I do know about QRZ. I've used that once or twice. It's good to know about Morse Academy. I'll look that up. Sounds like it might be a little bit advanced for me right now. Right now, I'm just learning on actually on a smartphone app. I'm not much of a smartphone user, but it is. I'm really enjoying this app. It's pretty nice, so I'm learning on that. And yeah, when I feel like I'm ready to really try out, I'll start with the ARRL transmissions, and then when I feel like I can actually transmit something, I don't know, maybe I'll find people like you who might want to give a shot Simplex with me. Although I may have to get my words per minute up before it's quick enough for your taste. But this is all really good to know, so thanks for the tips. One other thing I wanted to ask that caught my interest, I caught the tail end of that conversation you were just having with the other station operator who signed off a moment ago. Sounds like you were talking about some kind of a company that's good at finding, was it parts for older rigs, or was it rigs themselves? I just caught the tail end of it, but I'm always interested to hear where I should look when I'm looking to buy any kind of equipment. So do you mind filling me in on what you two were talking about right there?
Well, DigiKey's a good one. I imagine GigaParts is. I can't for the life of me think right now about that. But DigiKey has a lot of that stuff. I used to buy a lot of components when I worked at a machine shop for 32 years. I had to repair the circuit boards and that. And, Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, was the one Bill talked about. He said they were rather on the pricey side, but like he was working on a triplet power supply, and what resembled a bridge rectifier was not a bridge rectifier. And they had it, whereas nobody else did. And then he was talking about a thyristor. You know, there's just certain things that anymore, everything is surface mount devices, and I don't work on those. I never did get into them, and it takes special tools. There's only one person in this area that I know of that even has the tools to work on those, and I don't know how much he does on it anymore. But I order, for example, I got Zener diodes that they use it typically in linear power supplies. I think they're 18.6 volts, and I keep pass transistors, 3905s is good for 15 amps, and then there's another one good for 30. Is a good thing to have, and I've got little lightning arresters and stuff like that, and a plethora of resistors, transistors, and integrated circuits. I was trying to think of the, there's one voltage regulator that's a 16 leg or 14 leg integrated circuit. And it's a good one to have on hand that quite often goes out in linear supplies. If you got a switch mode power supply, you probably ought to throw it away and get another one if it goes out. They are good now, and they last a long time, and they don't generate as much noise as they used to in the old days, but I don't use them for that reason. And I used to have to work on inverter type of welding equipment when it first came out, and it was just an impossibility to... The boards were hermetically sealed, and terrible to get the parts off of, and then to get the parts. So I stay away from the switch mode stuff, although it is very price effective.
All right, thanks again, Tom. No, this is really helpful. And I hope this transmission makes it all right. I'm over east of Pleasantburg now, and I know there's a bit of a shadow of Paris Mountain. We link the Paris Mountain feeder with this one. So I hope this transmission makes it. I'm at my destination, so I'll have to hop off. So I'm sorry to cut the conversation short. But it was good to chat. It's been a little while since I caught you on the air, and really appreciate all the insight you gave me here. So thanks again. I look forward to the next time I catch you. N0TR, KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
I mean, yes, it was very enjoyable, and drop by sometime if you'd like, and I'll give you all the help I can. I'm 74 years old, but If I don't know it, I know who does. And that never give up fella is sandbagging because I just got a text from him. He's one of my good friends. Anyways, I like that. I got a picture and it shows a great big long-beaked bird and it has a frog in its mouth and it says, never give up. It's one of my favorite sayings. And at times you feel like it when you get my age in aches and pains, standard operating procedure. You take care, Simon. I heard your last transmission. The pleasure's all mine. Have a good day. KZ4TMA in 0TR73.